Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of Darren Matthews and Sometimes Friends, my wee podcast where I talk to nice, interesting people and they tell me lovely things about themselves.
I hope we are friends. Sometimes friends.
What are you talking about? We had our friendship anniversary on Facebook the other day.
We did. It was great.
Yeah. I'm joined today by a needy person.
Yeah, that's me.
Evertonian, convicted of that crime.
Yeah, very sadly.
Big fan of the show Jumping and comedian. And if you're looking for her online, her handles are Lady Sinead Nora.
Yeah, exactly, on all social media aspects.
Love it. If you are not sure, but you recognise the voice.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah, is that what you look like? Do you get that?
Yeah, I've never seen what you look like. Well, I knew your voice.
Cool. Yeah. If you are wondering and you know the voice and you've recognised it already, Sinead is, of course, the legendary Kathleen, long-suffering wife of Farmer Michael from the finest county of Galway.
Yep, I sure am. I'll be called out for the rest of my life.
That one thing I want to start with as well is, so you play a character.
Mm-hmm.
Is it weird when people shout the character at you?
It was at the start, I suppose, when we all started, but I'm so used to it now, and I think people are more used to calling me Kathleen, especially because they don't actually see me in the videos. They just assume it's Kathleen all the time. Even though like 99% of them follow me on my social media, they say Kathleen and I'm used to it. So.
But you're on all the posters and you're on the live show.
Yeah.
It's the only thing is the dynamic of the, because obviously Kathleen is, the video is we're seeing the world through Kathleen's eyes.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think it's just maybe easier for people to say Kathleen. Or they get confused, we're like, who's Kathleen, who's Sinead? So we'll just say Kathleen. But I don't mind, it's fine.
It's funny though, because your social medias are Sinead.
Yeah, and Stephen's are like Sir Steve-O Timothy, and they'll call him Stephen or Steve-O more than Michael. But I guess I'm just Kathleen inside and out.
Fair enough. I thought maybe it was the disconnect of the character and the person, but there you go. So how long have you guys been doing this for now? How long is this?
We've been doing it just nearly 4 years. And we've been doing it on live shows about 2 years now. So.
Cool. We are currently in lovely Blackpool, England. This is our sort of...
It's not lovely. I'm sorry.
Oh, shh. The show was good, though.
The shows are good, but Blackpool is horrible.
Yeah, we did a really good show in Blackpool on the Central Pier. So following the footsteps of legends like Ken Dodd and Bob Carroll, Jesus, and Spit the Dog.
And all the Michael Jackson impersonators.
And all the Michael... That's, we won't add that to the CV, though.
No,
that's
okay, no. But yeah, it was great.
So yes, we're currently over here. I'm supporting the guys on a bit of a UK tour, which has been great fun so far. And we have 3 shows left. We have a comedy festival and we have 2 nights down in Manchester.
Yeah, we're doing Southport Comedy Festival tonight and then the Chorlton Irish Centre on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah,
in Manchester.
2 shows.
Which is always really fun.
How long did it take you to get used to doing live as the character, because I want to talk about your stand-up as well, but how long did it take you to get used to doing from the recording to this is the live show? Because it is very different, and I think sometimes it throws people.
It is very different, and obviously we will like talk about some of the like most well-known sketches and stuff that we have, but there is a lot of different things in the live shows. And I think at the start, like, it was Johnny Graham, our other support act, he runs the Dewdrop Comedy Club in Galway, and he kind of forced Stephen to go up and do it by himself. And this is only like 3 or 5 minutes kind of thing. And he found that very hard, and he was like, well, it doesn't make sense to do Farrah Michael live where in the videos he's with Kathleen. So we started doing it together. But like at the start we could like, I remember someone asking us to do 10 minutes and we were like having freak attacks. Like, how are we going to do 10 whole minutes and all this? And it kind of just, I think over the course of a year, it slowly went from like kind of 10 minutes to like an hour and a half. And like now, like we can barely stop ourselves.
Yeah, we do sometimes have to go.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to find us stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Which is really great at the same time, even though I'm not appreciated fine. But yeah, it has taken about 2 years to kind of get to this level, which is fine. I'm pleased with it.
Brilliant. So from you doing that though, so was it weird to go into a double act after you had, because you've done stand-up yourself?
Yeah.
Was it strange?
It was strange, but it was a lot better. Like, I felt way more comfortable. Like, I like die inside on stage by myself because I just get so nervous and my thoughts are constantly swimming around. But I think in a double act, all I have to focus on is prompting Stephen, and all he has to focus on is coming back with a response to me. So we work really well together, and it's just really comfortable that we're able to focus and work off each other.
Yeah, but what I've noticed about you guys is if the traditional style of the double act is the straight man and the kind of the crazy one, you do a lot more than just set up. You're not just telling the joke for the punchline to come back. You do add-ons, like you're doing callbacks and stuff as well.
I do add-ons and I do callbacks, but I think when we started off, like I wasn't able to do that, or maybe I wasn't comfortable enough or too nervous, and it was just very stick to the script almost. But I don't know, I think I've just kind of matured in the set that we have, that I'm able to like add my own bits on and bits that I know Stephen would be able to feed back on, even if like it's not something we've gone through beforehand and stuff. So
Yeah, because I've seen you guys before, and then when you see it's a different show, which is a nice thing as well. So if you've got the set and the context of the show, you're never seeing the same show twice because you guys do it out of order. You do it like you're looking for keywords and you're jumping in and out of the material.
And I think the audience and the location help with that as well. Like we kind of encourage the audience to not like heckle, but like we appreciate their feedback and things, which kind of helps with their ad libs and stuff. And obviously we'll tailor a lot of the shows to the location that we're in. So, you know, because there's always some sort of history or cultural reference to whatever city or town we're in. So,
And somehow you always manage to wedge in something about Everton.
well, yeah, because that is wedged into our brains, so we have to. But it's always really funny, like, because when we go to Liverpool, it's like, I wouldn't say half and half Everton and Liverpool fans. It's always like 90% Everton and 10% Liverpool, although the Liverpool fans love it. But any show we're at, whether it's in Ireland or the UK, in any town, city, country, whatever, there's always at least like two Evertonians, if not more, which is always really great. And I think that people who just follow the Premier League in general, or the English League or whatever, they know about Everton and their struggles, and they appreciate watching us kind of laugh about them in a sad way.
Well, I think it's more so that it's like a therapy thing. You're like, we're terrible, but it's okay because we're gonna have a laugh about it.
Well, yeah, and we get that especially because we're doing really shit at the moment. We're going down to fucking 18th. We're in the relegation zone.
You're currently talking to a Manchester United fan,
Oh,
so
you're
don't
also in the
feel bad.
relegation zone. But whenever we do really, really shit in a game, and we always get, as soon as it's over, or whether we win or not as well, we get like tweets as soon as it's finished going, you know, that was crap and I feel terrible, but I just can't wait to see what Stephen and Sinead come up with in a video. So we kind of like lift everyone's spirits after a terrible match.
You're like a little unofficial, like a fan zone thing. Or you know those crazy guys that rant on YouTube because they've got their own channel while they're watching the match.
We should do it live actually one day. That'd be funny.
Oh, like live commentate on a game. What about like a Merseyside derby? Would that be
Oh,
too much?
we like to go to them, so I think that will be too much.
Yeah, emotionally.
Yes.
So you prefer being in a double act because most people start in double acts and then they'll fall out and split up and go into solo acts. Whereas you prefer you started doing stand up, but now you prefer doing what you do.
No, I don't like doing it on my own, and I don't think Stephen does either. I don't know. We think very similarly, and we just work really well together, that we're like, why fix something if it's not broken?
Oh, completely agree. What made you decide to tour with it?
I suppose we were just getting more and more requests from different venues, whether it be for like college openings or things like that, or just people in their pubs and bars and things. And you know, there was such a demand constantly every day of emails and messages and stuff. They were like, well, why don't we just focus on the bigger areas, like the main counties or whatever, and do kind of mini tours of them, which is fine. And then which is kind of stretched from all angles of the country, and then eventually came over to the UK. So it just kind of fell into place naturally, I think, when we started that first ever time in Johnny's club. So
Were you shocked from the response when you came over to England and Scotland? Because obviously with like bigger populations and more people living over here, you're able to do bigger crowds here than you are in like your home country. It's crazy.
Well, I think the first time we came over to the UK, was in Hertfordshire, but it was just in a friend's pub, which it was like really cozy and intimate, but it was really nice. And we hadn't come back then for ages after. And then, of course, when all the Everton stuff started going a bit crazy, about 2 years ago, we decided we would come over to Liverpool. And I don't know, we had this notion of all the kind of response online that we get for people if they wanted to come to the shows. It was such a huge, like, number of people commenting. And yeah, we just had this notion of booking St. George's Hall in Liverpool, which holds 510 people. So we did that, set it up, and tickets sold out in like less than a day. And then we added another one, and they sold out straight away too, but we couldn't keep booking it because the weekend was over on the dates and stuff. So we went over and did that, and it was just crazy. Like, for the first time in my life, I just felt like, I hate saying the word, but like famous. And it was insane.
Infamous.
Infamous, more like, yeah. And then since then, like, we've toured all over the UK, of course, and sold out 99% of the shows we've done, but we've done five St. George's Halls already. And like that's 510 people each time, and we would love to come back there, but like it's a great room and they'd always have us, but it's just it's like more for like a live orchestra kind of thing, so the acoustics are really bad in it for what we want to do. So we're doing the Epstein now in October,
Which is a theater.
which is a theatre, and one of them is sold out and the other one has like 20 tickets left out of 400, I think. So
Brilliant. Okay, absolutely putting you under pressure now. Am I doing the Liverpool show?
yeah.
Yes!
Sorry.
She's going to tell me no when we start recording, but it's okay. So that's great. I mean, the tours are going good. So, but you, so you're still, you're always based in Galway, right?
Yeah.
Right. So that's obviously where the Kathleen and Michael thing comes from. That's where the humour comes from.
Yeah.
Did you find it weird when people got it?
I found it not weird, I suppose, but I found a lot of the time, the majority of things in Ireland that we'll hear is, Michael and Kathleen are just like my mum and dad, or just like my auntie and uncle, or
Oh,
like
I know
my,
Michael and Kathleen.
yeah,
Everyone
everyone
does.
does. So
Henceforth,
I
yeah.
was appreciative when people got it, but I think at the start we were told a lot because, oh, this will just stick now to the west of Ireland, so like Galway. And we're like, well, we'll push that, and it spread all the way to the north and the Dublin and south or whatever. And they're like, oh, great, but it'll never leave the Republic of Ireland. And we're like, all right then. And then we push it over to England, and it's been all over the USA and everything now. And like, there are so many people doing sketches in Ireland, like sketch artists, and I commend them completely. It's a hard thing to do, but I think Michael and Kathleen are the only ones that will like actually reach overseas, and people have a connection with Michael and Kathleen, whether they're Irish or not, which is really great.
What I think is good about the live show is, as you say, people are obviously fans enough of the what you're doing that they get it. Like, you guys don't need to go out in costume. You just go out as,
I
you're
know,
really
and
just
I
going
think
out to,
about
yeah.
that quite often. I'm like,
Am I supposed to have a
yeah,
powdered wig on or
I know, and should like Stephen dress like an old man or whatever, but I don't know, I do think about that quite often, and I don't really know how to respond to that properly because it doesn't seem to cause a problem in the shows or in the videos, and no one's ever called us out on it.
It's probably too late.
Yeah.
It's already known for it. That's what I'm saying. So,
Yeah.
like Michael and Kathleen, even though it's videos, I think, God, you can nearly listen to the audio of it and still
Yeah, I know,
grasp
and
it.
still get it, yeah.
Yeah,
So I
you
think,
lose some of the stuff like the mannerisms or the prompts, but.
yeah. But yeah, I think we are doing something right, so I won't change the outfits.
That's not too bad. Well, it's a good excuse to dress up and sit in a nice room because we've been very fortunate to do some.
Yeah,
Well,
exactly.
I've from me being on the tour, like we've done some lovely theatres and rooms, and
Yeah, 100%.
it's really cool. It's nice moving away from that, like our Irish comedy culture of a back room in a pub where
Exactly, or a
12 men and a
corner. Yeah,
donkey's interested in you.
exactly. I know the feeling.
Do you have a favourite gig, or did have you so far? Because obviously there's going to be more. So, what's a favourite so far?
Think my favorite so far would have to be the first show we ever did in St. George's Hall in Liverpool, or probably the last show in Glasgow as well. It was,
Oh, yeah.
I just felt personally for me, the second show in Glasgow this time around that I felt probably the most comfortable I've ever felt on stage and the happiest. So,
I noticed that because there was a lot more. Kathleen jumped in a bit more. There's a few more ad libs, a few more.
Yeah.
Because you're like, yeah, I'm going to say it. It's going to be good.
Yeah, and it just worked for me. And I just think the audience really helped with that. So, yeah, I really enjoyed that. But obviously, the first ever Liverpool show in St. George's Hall was a big deal for me as well. So.
And big news for next year. Is it a good thing? Is it scary? Are you looking forward to... You guys are actually doing a big Galway show.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Because it feels like you've done big shows everywhere except... Like on your home turf?
Yeah, so we're doing the Town Hall Theatre and I am scared for it. Like, I'll be honest and say that because I just feel like people in Galway, because we're from there, they just feel we're very, very accessible and we're just right there if they want to see us anyway, whether it be parked in town or walking around the streets and stuff. So I always have this fear that they just won't bother buying tickets to the show and stuff, but... I don't know, maybe they'll prove me wrong. Stephen seems to have hope in it, so.
or luckily, there's other counties around Galway, people can travel.
Yeah, hopefully, that don't have the kind of theatre facilities and stuff and would like to treat themselves going to the town hall and maybe make a weekend out of it in Galway, so.
No, it'd be good. I think it's going to be a cracker, because I've never seen that venue in Galway, but I've heard good things about it, so.
Yeah,
it's going to be pretty cool. So, we'll sort of finish up by talking about future plans. We're next. We finish this jaunt and we go home, and then you're sort of coming back in 2 weekends.
Yeah, we're doing 2 weekends, so we have 2 Liverpool shows and then just 2 London shows. So it'll be anything as crazy as the length of time we've been here. But on when this is kind of over, I think it's kind of a nice relaxing time up until the new year anyway. So yeah.
But we should point out that you're coming back for 2 weekends and you guys take the boat.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Because he's like driving that car.
Because he likes driving his car and he doesn't like flying. So I suppose we have to make do and get on the boat.
Okay, these are mental. That's just...
Well, it's not too bad when you're in Liverpool because you get on the boat from Dublin to Holyhead and it's about an hour and a half then from Holyhead to Liverpool. But I remember the last time we did London, you can only go... Because there's no sea beside London. So we did London, or
we've got a river if you hire a barge or something, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
We did Dublin to Holyhead and then we drove to Liverpool and had to stay the night there because it was like, I don't know, 4 fucking hours to London. So I don't know, we'll figure it out when it comes.
Put it this way, it's a good thing you've got a comfy car.
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, if you were driving like some sort of like a
Renault Micra or something,
like a Renault Captura.
Oh, your hairdresser's car.
My hairdresser's car.
That is really comfy.
It is actually quite nice. Yeah. We should leave as well. So on this tour, myself and another comedian from Mayo, Paul David Murphy, we have been assigned to, because, well, Stephen's got a sports car. It's built for speed.
It has back seats, but we have a lot of our stuff in it and it's small in the back. So
it makes more sense to put the two boys in another car. So I'm driving what we've now dubbed the hairdresser's car. It looks like a Renault Clio on steroids.
Yeah, it's like almost a Jeep, but not quite.
It's a wee tank.
Yeah.
I like it. It's good.
Yeah, it is.
So we have been traveling up and down. If you've been to the shows so far, I think, first of all, thank you. Because I've, like the show, they've been great crack.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the testaments to how nice the audiences are, they come to them, is obviously even like Paul and myself walk out, they've no idea who the hell we are. They're not there to see us, but they're very nice.
And then they all add you like on social media after and stuff. And
they're they're very welcoming. Because what made you decide, when you guys were doing the live show, what made you decide to add to the show? Was that just giving your mates a gig, or did you want to make it a full theatre experience?
Oh, add like support acts.
Yeah.
Well, I think at the start is because we were so wary of doing a theatre show that we wouldn't be able to fill the time because we were so like novice at it. But I don't know, over time, I suppose it is just a proper theatre experience for people to have a support act and an MC, and any kind of theatre show we've personally been to, that's been the case. And we enjoyed that. Like, you get to see someone that you may not have heard of or seen before, and it's really, really interesting. lost my words now.
And also a break to get another pint before the headliners come in.
A break to get another drink, that's
which
right.
Is good because it stops people wandering in and out whenever you guys are on. Because
oh,
once they're in, it's they're strapped in for the show.
Yeah, and people I've often been to shows, concerts, or whatever, like, and you need to go to the bathroom. You need to get a drink in between. You hate kind of the fear of missing out. So, yeah. But, like, I do just like adding that different aspect of comedy that's different to ours, and especially because a lot of the people that come to our shows or watch our videos, they may not have been to proper comedy shows or theatre shows, and you kind of do just want to give them the proper experience. So,
okay, so what you're saying is sometimes they're not a comedy crowd.
Yes.
we had a great discussion about that here in the
house
theatre. No, they're great. I think so far everyone's been great. People want to come up and take photos after the show. They want to hang out. They want to say hi. As you said, people add you on there.
Yeah.
Building your following, your mm-hmm. Twitter and your
yeah,
your Instagrams and stuff, which is, I suppose, it's such an important part of how you guys, I mean, that's how you're producing your content for free, so.
Yeah, it's all online, I suppose.
It's crazy because, I mean, you advertise a show by releasing your product for free.
Yeah, that's true. We just do a video or...
It's great because I think it's like the comedy version of when musicians release an album because they need an excuse to tour. That's
yeah,
how they make
exactly,
their money.
To promote, yeah. No, you're dead right.
Yeah. Music-wise, we will say as well, because you guys have intro music and all that kind of stuff. How do you decide all that? Or is it just song you like? Because I know you're a mad Britney Spears fan.
I am a Britney Spears fan. No, but in Glasgow, I think we just changed the intro to the... Cantor by Jerry Cinnamon purely because he's really relevant at the minute and from Glasgow. So
get them on site early.
Yeah.
Clever.
But we always use Eminem's song Without Me for the intro because the chorus just like, I think it just explains Michael in a nutshell. Like without all the controversy, the world would be so empty without him. So
it'd be a bit more boring, you mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. Future plans. What are you thinking? Where does this go? How far can you take it? Are we getting to go on holiday somewhere?
I'd love to go to America and do the shows over there because we have such a huge demand over there, but can't get a ferry anymore over to America.
Oh, you can, but it's like a cruise ship and it takes a week.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. But look, we will have to fly over eventually, which is fine. But yeah, we'll definitely do another tour next year of Ireland and the UK and then decide from there should we broaden our horizons, I suppose. I won't rush into anything. There's no point rushing. Just enjoy it while you can.
Oh, no, not rushing at all, but anywhere you'd like to go.
Like on holidays or just on tour?
Well, I feel like you can do both because I do both when I tour. I'm sort of on holiday at the same time.
New York. Like New York is always my dream holiday in general, and I'm just aware of the amount of Irish over in New York and the amount of actual Americans in New York that love our videos, which would be a nice mixture for a theatre show. And I mean, yeah, New York is the city of dreams. So
we should point out as well that you guys have, like we talked about, you know, why would you want to go to such and certain a place. Last week you guys were on TV in Australia and Canada. You've already been on TV in America.
Yeah. That's right, yeah, it's
that's
crazy.
Some lovely free press.
It is great free press, and it's just so funny when you're sitting there one evening and all these tweets or comments are rolling in and they're like, oh, you've just been on blah 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 TV, and it all comes at once and you're like, what? But then it's like the anxiety of having to search like where this video was and stuff, but then it is really fun. So
do you feel like an idiot googling yourself?
Yes, I feel like an idiot googling myself, but Paul, our support act, helped me the last day. So you can set up like these Google alerts, and like the alerts can be your name. So like anytime someone mentions your name or the sketches or the videos and stuff, you get an alert just so that I don't have to go searching myself. So I think that's really great. Thanks, Paul.
I worry about you people.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think America would be great. Like I've gigged over in Canada and stuff, and the crowds over there are brilliant. They're lovely people as well. Mm-hmm. So. And I mean, you have a platform for now. Is it? We can go anywhere where the Irish have gone, which thankfully is everywhere.
Yes, thankfully is right.
Yeah,
but yeah. Hopefully
not usually for good reasons, but thankfully.
No. But yeah, it'd be great to go there.
Okay, so future plans. Stay tuned because there will be more There will be more UK shows, definitely more Ireland shows, because there's a couple of big ones for next year, and then maybe also if you are just by pure chance in the States listening to this and you work for Homeland Security, we'll not be there to work. We're just on our holidays, right?
Yeah, I don't plan on making any money in America. I just
Yeah,
want to see the sights.
we're just here to do the shopping
Yeah, thanks
'cause
very much.
the euro's so good against the
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we have a show tonight, and then we have the two on Friday, and then when you guys go back home? Saturday?
Yeah, we'll go back home on Saturday on the boat.
And then, so after the next shows in England, it's relax time up to Christmas,
Yeah.
or do you go back into writing?
Writing or writing?
Well, both, because you're an equestrian expert, so
Oh, thank you.
writing.
Yeah,
And writing, sorry, that's my accent.
that's
I'm from
okay.
the north, so Sinead struggles sometimes, even though her dad is from the north.
Yeah, we won't like overbear ourselves with writing, I think. Because as well, we always get that added benefit of areas or venues we haven't done before that we don't have to tailor or change it up too much. But we just like to take our time writing things and have ideas set down and stuff, so.
Well, obviously, as well, if you leave any period of time, the way you guys write, you're talking about what's currently in the
Yeah, what's
culture. It's, so
relevant?
because then everybody knows what it's about straight away.
Yeah,
Even if they don't know
exactly.
the facts, they'll know enough to get the joke.
Yeah.
So is it weird when you sit down to write and then a new story happens and you go, well, there's a bit.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes that even happens like then, like say, oh, we have a show tonight in Southport and Donald Trump could be killed in an hour. We'll have to put that in, or something will happen to Donald Trump or someone relevant. We'd have to put that in and do it straight away in the show just to make it relevant.
In
But
years to come, conspiracy theorists will talk about hearing this podcast if anything happens to that
and Donald Trump will die in an hour, I'm sorry.
What a way to finish the podcast.
Oh, but writing wise as well, no,
Better, better way to finish.
I will ride my horse up until the winter gets very, very bad, as we don't have an indoor arena. So if anyone is listening and would like to donate an indoor arena to me, that would be really great. Thank you.
How big an arena are we talking?
Oh, big. Yeah, Olympic size would be nice.
Okay. Oh, see, when you say arena, I'm like, three arena, SSE
Oh
arena.
no, oh, sorry, like a riding ring.
I know, I
Yeah.
know. I was trying to be funny, but it wasn't funny because you didn't laugh. That's funny.
Show jumping's not a laughing matter.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
Well, definitely not whenever we win medals and then they dope the horse, you know what I mean?
that was so like 15 years ago. He's come back since and won bronze, and he's won the whole qualifier the other day to qualify for Tokyo. So go, Keane O'Connor.
There you go. That was my callback because you told me the other day that, hey, Ireland qualified for the Olympics, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure it's pretty much the same as when I try and tell you something that I'm interested in, and you're like, I don't care about Man United. I just don't.
No, I would never say that. I try my best.
Well, not out loud.
We haven't got the facilities for
Because you're
that.
nice and you're my friend, as
Yeah, we
Facebook
are
told us 2 years
friends.
ago.
Exactly.
Because
We are just nice people.
we are just nice people. So, yes, guys, if you've enjoyed the podcast, like, share, subscribe, tell your friends. And if you see that Kathleen and Farrah Michael are going to show up somewhere in your town, come see us.
Please do.
And if it's in the north, I might be there too, because they let me come and hang out when they're
And his homeland.
in my homeland. Because I'm not allowed south in case
Just
I
in
say
case.
something or offend somebody.
So that's it.
I can't believe a word of me offending someone if you've never seen your
You're on
show.
the
Okay, Sinead, thanks for being a legend and having a wee chat with me.
Thank you very much for having me.
No problem. This will get loads of views because Sinead has an actual social media following, unlike myself. So
I'll be
I'm.
sure to share.
Oh, that's very good. Share and share alike. That's very nice of you.
Yes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, same again. If you have enjoyed the podcast, like, share, subscribe, tell your buddies, and come and check us out live sometime. And you'll be able to see us kicking about the roads, random counties, and towns of England, Ireland,
Yes,
Scotland, probably.
exactly. Maybe Wales, if you're lucky.
Maybe Wales. If you're good Wales, behave yourselves and we might come over and see you. All right. Thanks for listening. Say bye, Sinead.
Bye.